Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. Greenville 2007, the conference and trade show, is taking place as we speak. It's being held at McCormick Place in Chicago. An exhibitor at that show is with us this morning. That would be Anthony Minetti, president of Bentley Prince Street. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Good morning, Dave.
Always great having you on the program.
I'm sorry?
I say it's always great having you on a program.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity. I greatly appreciate it.
And I should say that you are standing in the middle of the show, and it's pretty noisy around you, so you maybe not won't hear everything that I say.
Well, I'll tell you, it is quite noisy here, and it's amazing the amount of people and traffic that's coming through this show.
Now, just give our listeners a little feel about the show in general. This is a conference in addition to a trade show. I understand that Bill Clinton was the keynote speaker. There's lots of things going on. I guess the green community turns out for this show every year. Talk about the outing itself, the conference and the show, and what it means to the whole sustainability movement.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, number one, my understanding is that the attendance is close to 25,000, which is almost double from last year. So that in itself is just an amazing feat in such a short time, how this organization has grown. You mentioned that former President Bill Clinton was the keynote speaker this morning, and again, that just drew a tremendous amount of traffic to the show and to the meeting itself. It's like I said last time we spoke about this, the customer base that we reach at this show is just continues to grow. It's, you know, it's outside our A&D customer. It is the direct end-use buying customer. It is the environmental leadership from most of the states around the U.S. It has an international presence. So it's a tremendous amount of traffic from really all walks of life and all types of businesses. So that's a good thing for us to be here. And then I can see as the vendors continue to grow. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of booths available for people to walk through products and learn about different companies and definitely well-rounded groups of companies, you know, beyond our industry of carpet furniture and wall fabrics. This is just an amazing show with a lot of touches.
Uh-huh. Now, I understand, and as you mentioned, the exhibitor base of this seems to expand every year. Talk about some of the categories. Obviously, floor coverings, as you mentioned, and a lot of the building materials that we're all used to seeing at these shows. What else is being exhibited there?
Well, you know, you have the general contractors who are coming in and building these projects. So I see those attendees continue to expand. So, again, the contractors who are building the buildings, you have high-tech companies. You know, you have Siemens, you know, coming in with projects. Of course, they're all about innovating innovation, and now, you know, they're going to the green side of innovation at Siemens. So I see Siemens here, the Dow, beyond our... you know, our part of Dow, the things that they're doing in cleaning supplies and chemicals. It's just a broad spectrum of customers and a broad spectrum of vendors who are presenting their products. I see a lot of companies who are doing things around the sustainable traffic flow, cars, buses. I mean, it's amazing the amount of product that you can see at this show, and all of it points back to the green movement and sustainability efforts across the board.
So it's just a sign that this movement is really growing exponentially every year, isn't it?
Well, no question. I mean, it is just so now, you know, this is just Main Street now. I mean, this is really basically every industry is into it. It's becoming now, you know, second nature to people. The movement is expanding to all places, including now into the residential movement. So yeah, I see this as just continuing to grow year after year.
Uh-huh. What's the focus, or is there a theme to the conference this year?
You know, I think it's really about just the overall collection of what it means to have a strong green movement across the U.S. I think it's really, you know, it's focused on ensuring that the message just gets deeper into everything that we do throughout life. So I see more experiential learning going on here. I see, you know, education going on, and of course the traffic flow through the vendor side of it. So I think the common thread would be the importance of our country continuing to focus and expand upon protecting the environment.
Uh-huh. So with this show changing, and it's just grown dramatically every year, how many years has it been going on? Was it 5, 6 years, something like that?
Yeah, about 6 years now, I think.
I see.
Yep.
With the show changing, I guess you see a different type of buyer, or at least additional types of attendees, every year you go to the show.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we'll get different customers here than we would, say, at an IIDA event or a NeoCon show. We'll get customers that we could possibly work with on raw materials and doing different things in our company. There's a lot of web-based companies here, as we're trying to move our product line, out from the traditional sampling into different web-driven efforts. There's companies here that we could, talk to other vendors about how we can work with them in our businesses. So it's just universally just a different feel from any of the other shows we do. And it's pretty overwhelming, truthfully. I know people are waiting online hours to get their passes this morning, and it's a pretty overwhelming show overall.
That's interesting. And I guess the floor covering industry is pretty well represented there, isn't it?
I will tell you that I can't see one manufacturer that we compete with not here today. They're pretty much all of them are here. Yep.
I've got you. Let me ask you a question. Change the subject just a bit. The third quarter, let me ask you about Bentley Prince Street in the third quarter. What kind of a quarter was it for you?
Well, we definitely saw a little bit of a slowdown, according to all economic indicators that were there with our financial institutions and such. So I think there was somewhat of a slowdown and reluctancy of placing some orders that we had expected, but it's picked up already here in the fourth quarter. Overall, we exceeded last year's third quarter, but there was definitely a somewhat of a slowdown, I would say to you, in July and August. We saw some tick back up in September, and we ended the quarter good. And our business now, if I look at the order entry side, seems to be picking up here in the fourth quarter substantially. So we're expecting, again, a strong year end. We've had a good year overall. Moving into 2008, we'd kid ourselves if we weren't looking at all the market indicators around our business climate out there is definitely a little bit on a slowdown. So we got to look at continuing to build out all of our segments. So, our hospitality and higher education, and continuing to focus in areas where we can continue to build our business.
Mm-hmm. Has the credit crisis that's been taking place in the residential arena with subprime, et cetera, is that hurting the commercial side? Has it bled over into that, or will it if it hasn't yet?
I think it actually has already started bleeding over into it. And, we feel some of that crunch, as our big projects are looking to be placed, our dealers who we sell through, our end users, they want to hold their money as long as they can. So then some of the funding that was available maybe has changed from an interest rate standpoint. So there is definitely a tumbling effect, if you will, from what the residential guys have been experiencing. There is definitely some feel around that in the commercial arena right now. Clearly, as you know, how bad the residential side's been hit, we haven't felt it nowhere near where that's been today. But we would be, we have to be cautious.
I think it was the former Treasury Secretary Snow that said earlier this week that we've not seen the worst of this whole credit crisis yet. I'm wondering if there's going to be more fallout on the commercial side from that as we go forward into 2008.
Well, I'll tell you, there would naturally be, and clearly, a lot of the spending that has been going on the commercial corporate side had been with the financial institutions over the last couple of years. As the commercial corporate side of our business had been on the upswing, it clearly was with the major financial institutions that we do good business with. So clearly what's happened in some of those arenas that will definitely affect some of the projected projects that we had on the boards for 2008. There's clearly some concern around those. So, our job is now to, stay with our segmentation strategy and ensure that we're touching a lot of other areas to build the business from.
I've got you. Now, modulars really had the hot hand of late. It's gaining share. What are your expectations for the whole category long term? What kind of share do you think we're going to see it take in the long term?
Well, yeah, there's no question. It's growing in leaps and bounds. It's going to have another significant growth year here in 2007. Do I ever see it overtaking Gordon 100%? Of course not. But clearly it's gaining momentum, and there's a no doubt the trend is that it would overtake Broadloom, especially in the commercial side of the business. We are, you know, as a company, we have just finished a major capital expenditure. We put in a brand new carpet tile line to better serve our customers out in California, in our California plant to better serve our modular growth. So there's no doubt it is growing. I don't see it slowing down. And Dave, as you see, there's a whole lot more competitors in it today than were in it just a few short years ago.
But it will be minimizing or at least diminishing somewhat Broadloom sales as we go forward.
No question.
I got
you. No question. We've been fortunate at Bentley Prince Street, as you know, I've kept our teams pretty much focused on the importance of selling both. But there's no doubt the growth plan for all business for our business would be to expand our modular approach.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, you've been branching into government and educational and retail healthcare and just about every sector, I guess. Still involved, of course, in the corporate market. What's making modular so attractive now to these markets? I mean, it's been around for eons.
Yeah, I think you know, there's definitely flexibility in the installation side of it. I think, you know, the colors and the designs have come so far from where they were years ago. So people, you know, be able to, you know, provide beautiful products, and then there's the installation side. I'll be honest with you. There's a change today than it was years ago. I mean, when I know that we work with the Starnet dealers or the Resource dealers, you know, we have to look at ensuring that we have good craftsmen, people who can install pattern Broadloom. It's just plain easier for people to install modular product. It's more cost effective in a lot of cases, and it clearly points to the growth factors that you see out there. Beyond the mills who are making it, there's a lot more people out there promoting it from the dealer side. And then from an end-user standpoint, you know, if they have a lot of churn in their facilities, they have a lot of systems furniture, the ease of lifting and putting new modular product down is pushed it to the levels that it's, growing and somewhat surpassing Broadloom.
I see. Looking at the installation factor, is that dramatically different? I mean, are there people doing it, or are facilities people looking at it in a different way than they look at Broadloom?
Yeah, no question. I think what you have, truthfully, with modular, in a lot of cases, an installer, one of our dealers are not even involved because it is, you know, some of ease of installation, and we have some end-use customers who have, you know, basically installing it themselves. Now, that is not something we would recommend. We clearly, you know, believe in the importance of having a good dealer partner on any of our projects. But no question, the ease of installation is something that is, supports the growth factors that you see in the modular business.
I see. And then that's something that obviously the people that buy floor coverings are looking at the front end.
Yes, no question.
And that's a part of the equation early on.
No question. Yep. And that's, you know, we see it now, you look at modular as a growth, it's really moving into all segments. You know, we're still at Bentley Prince Street, still very strong with our Broadloom in the higher education market and hospitality. But there's no question that the modular is now branched out beyond just the corporate market. And it's really everywhere. It's retail, it's residential, and it's growing. So, you know, important for our company that as we continue to be competitive, to go out and find places where our tile fits particular markets and segments.
And you're active in all of these other segments as well, then?
Oh, absolutely. It's very important for us. Now, we're not a low-cost producer out in California, as you know, but clearly we can continue to find ways for our company to grow. And really, you know, I feel very, very, I feel it's very important for us to stay focused on not only the modular side, but our Broadloom business. Because truthfully, Dave, there's so many competitors now becoming in the modular business. The fear there that it becomes a commodity and it becomes a low-cost option, then it's important for our team here at Bentley Prince Street to drive both modular and Broadloom and clearly, you know, ensure that there is a place for Broadloom in some of these segments where the profitability is there for our margins to be secure.
Has the fact that there are so many players now in the modular arena, has that brought the price down?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's some really, I just see that there's there's every major player is in the tile business, and I think the margins are being hurt by that, because now it becomes so competitive in its nature when a job is out there and everybody's on them, and that naturally drags the price down, which is not good for our industry, and it's clearly not good for the dealer who's selling it, the customer base as a whole. Are they buying the right product, et cetera, or are they just buying a modular product on price?
Yeah,
so I think it is something that we should be concerned about, and that's why innovation is so critical. That's why, the group, what we're doing in the area of sustainability, because how do you differentiate yourself? You're going to have to differentiate yourself beyond the product. The product has to be, beautiful. It has to be made of good quality and all that. But I clearly believe that the companies in our industry who will be known for innovation and things they do beyond making a carpet tile or broadloom are the ones who are going to continue to be successful. So, as you look at us, as Bentley Print Shoes, part of Interface, Inc., we're really proud of the work that's done on the ground on the innovation side of things. And I think that has to continue to be one of the areas that we grow from and clearly differentiate from.
I've gotcha. You had mentioned, Anthony, that the show expands every year. You have new exhibitors. You have really a different type of attendee that comes to the show every year, or at least additional types of attendees that come to the show every year. Are the questions that you're hearing and the feedback that you're hearing at these shows, does that change as you go forward?
It does. It's funny. I remember our first time showing and exhibiting. It was how much recycled content you have in the product. We need something that has recycled content. Those questions don't even come up anymore. When we have customers come into the booth, they're looking at new innovation. What are you doing in the innovations in your backings? What are the raw materials you're working with? In this show, we're showing things that are using recycled nylon and hemp. We're showing products made of wool and hemp. So again, are the customers' questions absolutely are changing? And I think, I think people are becoming much more educated in the desires of building a green business and building green companies, green buildings. And I think there's just a more well-rounded customer base that comes here that's really coming to us for more than, how much recycled content you have in the face of that product,
That's interesting, because sustainability in general is complicated. It seems to me to change hourly almost.
It sure is complicated. And, we really try to focus on ensuring that people understand process improvement, reducing your environmental footprint in the manufacturing side. All of those are as important, if not more important, than the net result of what you produce. So we're extremely, it's extremely important for us to always articulate, even at this show on a continual basis, the things that we're doing on the process side. This past week, we received our existing building LEED certification for our building. We're the first carpet manufacturer to get that honor. So again, we want to talk about those things at these shows, where the company that you're dealing with is, a LEED certified manufacturer. We're making products in an environmentally, way that we're trying to continue to find new processes to reduce our footprint. So that's the kind of stuff that we like to focus on this show, beyond just how much recycled content we have in the product.
I hear you. Now, you're talking about your California facility that received the Silver LEED rating. Congratulations on that. And is that something, that's difficult, isn't it? It's from conversations I've had on this program, it seems like getting a rating like this for an existing building is a pretty complicated effort, isn't it?
It was, and I have to commend my entire team in the manufacturing side, because without process improvement, we are an ISO certified company, and a lot of the things that we have to do on our ISO certification, both our environmental 14001 and continuous improvement 9001, centered around a lot of the things that we had to do to receive our LEED existing building certificate. And clearly there's a lot of efforts put in changing how you do business, the types of materials that you're bringing in to clean, the types of natural lighting you have in your building, the bulbs. There was just a tremendous amount of things that we had to go through, but the good news is we were able to accomplish that in a way that, we're really just so proud of receiving that certification.
Uh-huh. And there's other LEED stories at Bentley Print Street, are there not?
Yeah, of course. We have always been, as part of Interface, Inc., we've always been focused on our sustainability efforts. You know, everything we do now is driving towards Mission Zero. And again, you know, between the projects that we're on, the major projects that we're on, in the building itself, you know, we've reduced our dyes and chemicals, we've reduced our yarn waste and our raw material usage. So, you know, it's a well-rounded process, if you will, that touches many different parts of our business, and hopefully the net result is people see us as more than a carpet company.
I see. Talk about the products that you're highlighting at the show that you have in your stand at Greenville 2007.
Well, that's, you know, it's really important for us. As today, we manufacture and market over 94 products that contain levels of recycled content. You know, so we're highlighting that is the fact that not only do we have products that are made in a sustainable way through process improvement, we also have the products that would have high levels of recycled content. The other thing that we're reemphasizing is the fact that we have the minimum of 10% post-consumer filler in all of our backings on every standard product. And the key thing for this show for us is that we look at other raw materials beyond nylon. We have products here, like I mentioned, made of New Zealand wool and hemp. And then we did a real nice collection of products utilizing recycled nylon and hemp. So we're highlighting those products as reducing our raw material, virgin raw material streamline by changing some of our processes and products. And then, of course, you couple that with the backing technologies that we're working with, the collection of products are being well received.
I've got you. Talk about the looks and the styles and the colors and so on that the people will see at your stand this year.
Well, you know, we went for a dramatic colorways. We have a collection that we launched called Viva LA, which has some really bright reds and blues and oranges, and we've tried to expand upon that in a way that people can see us, our biggest thing that we can focus on at Bentley Print Sheet is our color flexibility. So the lines that are shown today have, you know, over 30, 40, 50 lines of colors of many different patterns and textures, and we really promote that color flexibility. And the other point here, too, is that we have to, you know, this show is really about multiple types of customers who are coming. So we have to, you know, cater to the A&D community as well as the end user, hospitals, you know, different segments of our business. So we kind of broad spectrum the color base and the textures that are showing.
I see. Just this may be a silly question, but the products that you introduce at Neocon or Greenbuild or any time during the year, you've got a sustainability standard that Bentley Print Street lives by. You've got wants and needs of the marketplace to deal with. You've got manufacturing facilities with a certain type of equipment in them. Developing new products in the light of all that, I don't know, has to be sort of a complicated situation, it would seem to me.
Well, you know, it's not at our end, because what we do is, you know, how we're structured in our business at Bentley Print Street, our product design, our marketing team, our procurement people, and our sustainability team, all those teams really work hand-in-hand together, of course, with the sales side. And before we would even create a product, we are focused on what the environmental impact would be on that manufacturing of that product. So, you know, we put the pieces in place that before we even start the product development side of things, we're actually mapping out what the product looks like, how it's going to come through the plant, and how we can make it in the most sustainable way. So instead of making it with 30 ounces, can we make it with 24 and still get the same texture and color and look that we're trying to achieve? So we really try to focus on that, and I think the reason we're successful at it now is that it's not creating product in a silo. The product development team is connected to these other teams that I think makes our flow through the plant much more seamless than it was in years past.
Now, you had mentioned that at Greenbuild you get really a different attendee coming to the show than you would get at Neocon or some of the other shows. A carpet company, say, or any kind of floor covering company that doesn't have a compelling environmental story, I have to imagine they're losing business just because of that fact, aren't they?
No question. I totally would agree with you. I mean, it is, if you're not in this movement and if you're not, your company's not out there on the research and development side and being innovative about your future products and how your company is running, you're going to get left behind. And clearly, you know, it's a time today, as you know, how just Main Street this whole green movement is. If you're not in it, you're going to lose market share over it. There's no doubt.
I see. Now, there's a host of sustainability efforts that Bentley Prince Street's involved in, that you've launched or become involved in over the years. What's the most important key sustainability element in Bentley Prince Street's program?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's like you said earlier, sustainability can be complicated and it can have many touches and feels. I mean, I will tell you, the overall sustainability efforts of Bentley Prince Street starts with our people. I mean, clearly, if we don't have the right people who are highly engaged, who are committed to the company's vision and our message around sustainability, all the things that we talk about, all the products that we want to bring out, all the innovation and changes we want to make aren't possible without people. So I would say, first and foremost, the sustainability piece for us would point to the people. And I could not be proud of the people that we have working at Bentley Prince Street. Just recently we were named, you know, one of the top companies in Los Angeles to work for. And I point to that as sustainability 101, having the right people in the right jobs to have success. And then when you look at the Bentley Prince Street as a whole, I would say as the many years that we have reduced our environmental footprint, changing our dyes and chemicals, reducing the VOCs off our building, reducing the greenhouse gas emissions, those are the most compelling things that we can point to that would point us in the direction that we were pretty much ahead of the curve, doing a lot of the right things, and now we just have to continue down that path.
I got you. Just to wind up, let me ask you one more time. Fourth quarter of 2007, year-end 2007, moving into 2008. What do you see in the commercial arena? What's going to be happening, do you think?
Well, I think we're going to end in a good fashion on our order entry. We have still have some pent-up demand out there that we're waiting on. I will tell you that there is some concern over the overall market. There's no doubt. And, you know, that's the importance of us building a good budget that we can manage and we can be successful in. And having that budget built around other segments beyond the corporate market segment. So I feel very optimistic that the fourth quarter will be solid for us and that we'll end strong. I'm anticipating our business being good for the first quarter, but we are going to be continually cautiously optimistic on how we move into the year on our spending and what we do to continue to keep our business viable and strong.
I've got you. Green Build 2007, how would you rate the show from 1 to 10?
This is a 10. I mean, it's amazing. I'm sure a lot of the attendees aren't happy about the waits and the lines, but the traffic is just amazing. I mean, it is just amazing. So I'd give it a 10.
Very good. We've been talking with Anthony Minetti, president of Bentley Prince Street. He is speaking with us from Green Build 2007 in Chicago. And, Anthony, it's always great having you on the show.
Dave, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, sir. Have a nice day.
Yes, sir, and you have a great show. And this is Floor Radio.